Welcome to Start Button News Audio Podcast 002 with your hosts Kyle Fulton, Keith Dodson, and Ryan Porter.
All right, well, this is Start Button News. I'm Kyle Fulton.
I'm Keith Dodson.
I am from Russia. That is our comedy midget, Ryan Porter.
Now, is he midget or is he a dwarf?
He's a midget. Don't listen to the midget. He's lying about his size. Does that sometimes. He's a little self-conscious. Anyways,
I'm going to crush Vern Troyer.
crush him. Wow, I hope he's not one of our listeners, our eight listeners.
No, that was eight yesterday.
One of them's Vern Troyer.
I saw that sex tape. I can own him.
Wow. That's fairly
current,
disturbing
isn't it?
And probably accurate. That's current. Yeah, all right. So over the course of this, we're basically just going to be pissed, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we saw E3. Well, you know, Porter saw E3, and I listened to him.
Way to do your research.
Hey, I was watching Lost, okay?
I saw E3 as well.
I was watching Lost. Leave me alone. Porter got me addicted to Lost. He might not talk a lot this time. He's playing Hot Shots 2 Golf on his PSP.
See, we have gaming. We play games.
Yeah,
I like this game. It's very addicting.
I was originally going to be playing Katamari
Damacy. Games aren't addictive.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
are.
No, they're not. No, they're not. We can't admit it. Oh, they'll try to take them away from us.
But they are. The public must know.
Well, anyways.
Quiet the midget.
Anyways, first thing I gotta say,
this isn't going well.
Just like last time, the first thing I had to say was that The Dark Knight was going to be freaking awesome. I have to say that The Dark Knight was indeed freaking awesome. It was in fact slightly more freaking awesome than I had anticipated, and that's difficult to do. Basically, if you haven't seen it yet, you have no business listening to us because you should be seeing it right now. So, turn off your damn computer and go see that. I don't care if you have to sneak in. Just go see the damn movie, okay? Seriously.
I concur.
We'll be waiting when you come back. You can pause this.
Yes.
Look, it's a turtle!
In fact, actually...
Why is there a... It says, thanks for playing.
It's a turtle.
That's what? Really weird.
It's Japanese.
All right. Apparently, when you beat a round of Hot Shots Golf 2, it shows you a sea animal and says, thanks for playing.
Sometimes it shows you a bee, and sometimes it shows you a raindrop. And sometimes it shows you seashells.
It's trying to enforce
seashells.
Nature,
seashells by the seashore.
Silly Sally Snoop Dunster
yes.
Stole 7 silver Saturn statues on Saturday, September 7th.
So on to E3.
Yeah, E3,
the worst show.
The
in
worst
world
E3
you know
there's ever been.
Let's just start it off with the worst. Nintendo.
Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah. Damn you, Nintendo. Basically, Nintendo...
They actually apologized afterwards.
Really?
Several times.
Yeah. I haven't heard that. That's great.
Reggie apologized, Iwata apologized, and Miyamoto apologized, and even told us we're getting games when he shouldn't have said anything. Because you know how they never say anything.
Yeah.
Now,
well, he felt bad.
He felt so bad, he told us they're making a Pikmin game, a Mario game, and a Zelda game. So.
Well, it's good to know that they are. It's just bad to know that we don't know what the hell they are.
Yeah,
I want to know what this mysterious Wii Zelda that's nothing like any Zelda that came before, supposedly, is.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that one.
I'm never
worried about, because it's always at least fun.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's not a Mario insert sports here title.
Yeah.
Unless it's golf. Mario Golf is amazing.
Well, Mario Golf is basically just Hot Shots, isn't it?
Yeah, it's made by the same guys.
Okay, well, anyways.
Well, I mean, not the new Hot Shots, because Camelot passed off the torch. But that's a whole different story, and one that I don't want to tell.
Yeah, that's probably very long. Well, anyways, basically, Nintendo started off by, as you've probably seen, if you're listening to this, having some mom come out and babble about being a mom. And
Well, it's not just some mom. It's the one who took over Reggie's job.
Yeah, it's the USA marketing president person.
Yeah.
Well, she's
I
not
wanna
my
kill her.
Mom.
I want to kill her.
She's bad.
She's not my mom, and if she knew anything about games, she'd know that moms aren't watching E3, and...
And moms don't care about games.
Yeah,
and
moms
I wouldn't
really
be surprised
don't. My mom bought
the...
me Turok when I was, like, 7. She didn't pay attention to the ratings. Nobody does. Okay? It was
this
like the
good
second
game,
Turok.
It's an Indian about, you know, destroying dinosaurs.
Well, you know, no, the choice came down to either that or, like, GoldenEye, and I already had GoldenEye, so I was like, dinosaurs! And she was like, dinosaurs are wholesome, and I'm like, yeah.
My mom always bought me games.
This explains Kyle Fulton today.
My mom always bought me games that I already own.
Wow, that's
You gotta give her some credit for trying, at least, I guess. I guess.
Because she's pretty clueless about the whole video game thing, isn't she?
Well, that's a mom for you, you know? Well, that's our entire point.
My mom isn't totally clueless.
My mom isn't.
She understands that Grand Theft Auto involves hookers. She brought that up once. I was very embarrassed. anyways. And, I mean, my mom is vaguely interested in Guitar Hero, mostly because it has old-ass songs. But,
To branch off from the last podcast and my rant about peripherals, Nintendo managed to outshine everybody by showing off more peripherals than, you know...
God.
Yeah. Which, he has a lot of peripherals!
Yeah, like, you know, living. That's a peripheral.
Breathing.
Yeah, breathing is really special. We've had a much better time of it since he added the breathing feature.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really, really appreciative of the blinking.
Yeah, the blinking is great.
Running was a real problem.
You know, they put that into a video game. I'll get into that later.
But now we actually have a thing now from Nintendo that makes the Wiimote more Wii-like. And I'm not kidding. That's what it does. It makes the Wiimote more Wii-like.
Please explain.
It's a thing you hook to the back of the Wiimote that makes it more accurate than it once was, which I didn't have a problem with it before, but I did watch the video, and I must admit, it looked really cool. What I will say looks really stupid, or no, is really stupid, is what Nintendo decided to do with this peripheral. Guess what they decided to do?
More Wii Sports?
Well, that is a little more basic. What I'm talking about is not telling any other developer that it exists.
I was going to mention
this. So yeah. They can't
basically
use it.
When the public found out is when developers found out.
They were so pissed. Because they're like, okay, when Red Steel first came out, I'm sure Ubisoft's first idea was, let's make a good sword game. I'm sure lots of other developers had the idea of a good sword game, but couldn't do it. Because the peripheral of the new Wiimote really didn't exist, and the Wiimote wasn't accurate.
The Wiimote was nice, but it's just not perfectly accurate yet.
Now it is.
Oh, with the new gadget.
With the new gadget, it is quite... I've never seen something more perfect. If you watched, have you seen the Frisbee thing?
Yeah.
And they were moving it around, and it moved just exactly with them.
That's good.
That's a great thing.
No game's not going to use it until...
Like 2 years. Yeah, 2 years from
2009.
Now.
2009.
Maybe.
Spring 2009 is when Wii Sport, but that's
lame.
But that's Nintendo's thing. That they knew about it.
Yeah,
they knew it existed. Nobody else did.
Like, the Star Wars, the lightsaber, you know, duels. No,
we didn't tell LucasArts. No, why would we do that?
God knows, nobody wants to be able to move a lightsaber realistically with their own hand motions. I mean,
you know what this builds it up for? Sequels.
Well, hopefully, we'll get a good lightsaber. We've been talking about this since the day the Wii came out, about wanting a lightsaber game with the freaking Wii.
Everybody in the world has wanted that. And Nintendo decided to not tell anyone.
I think you sliced off your own face,
Kyle. I probably did.
But they just decided not to tell anybody about it, and that just drives me through the wall.
Yeah, the point is, Nintendo has been ridiculously disappointing. I've never been disappointed by Nintendo's E3, even when they had a sucky one before, but this is just awful, and I completely blame Mom. You know, not my mom, but, you know, video game mom, Nintendo mom. It's her fault, wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
She wasted our time.
I actually blame Reggie, to be honest with you.
Reggie!
Reggie, 37 graphs?
Yeah, well, he thought he had a great show. He was the only one who resisted to apologize until Iwata and Miyamoto did. He defended the fact that he showed off a hardcore game and said Animal Crossing, and everybody wanted to throw bricks at him. That's not a hardcore game.
That's a game that I'm booing at the Nintendo conference.
Were they? I didn't have sound. I was at work when I was watching it. I didn't have audio.
I don't like to watch them. I watch Lost because I'm addicted to Lost.
The audio I had was a point-by-point blog. It was updating as it happened.
No, I got you.
That's what I had.
Yeah, well,
Were they saying a lot of what?
It's not even that I don't want Animal Crossing, because I like Animal Crossing. It's fun. I mean, I'll probably pick up...
It hasn't evolved at all.
No, it hasn't, but I'll probably pick up the Wii Animal Crossing simply because I never had the GameCube Animal Crossing. So I'll
the
probably
DS one is way better than the.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I wouldn't know. But my point is, I'll probably pick it up. And it's not that I'm not happy about Animal Crossing. It's just that it really doesn't thrill me. I mean, it would have been a nice.
It's not exciting. Like, we've been waiting for this.
It's not at all.
Had they shown, like, Pikmin and be like, oh, by the way,
had they
it's
shown
coming
Pikmin,
this holiday.
I would.
By the way, new Pikmin! Crap yourself.
I love Pikmin.
Yeah, I love Pikmin, too.
I wanted Pikmin more than Kid Icarus, which we were supposed to see also.
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
I was not very excited about Kid Icarus, but I'm thrilled about the concept of a new Pikmin. Basically, Nintendo has been issuing apologies left and right, from what I'm hearing from Porter right next to me.
Yeah.
But they're sorry. They're sorry about E3, and I gotta give them, you know, thanks for apologizing, because it's nothing Sony's ever done.
But see, here's the problem, though. Is they're apologizing while they're rolling on their stack of money?
Well, but, you know, Reggie went so far as, when he gave his apology, he went so far as to say the storage problem is actually a problem now.
Yeah.
Which they've been denying for months.
Wait,
so
what is this now, the storage problem?
We might actually get a solution to the storage problem.
I don't understand what you mean by the storage problem.
There's only a half gig of storage on the Wii.
Built in.
Oh.
So you can't download crap.
Gotcha, yeah. Right.
I'm currently only have 200 blocks left. I can get an N64 game, and that's about it now.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, you know.
I'm pretty crammed full, too, these days. I finally hopped on the virtual console bandwagon, and I'm really enjoying buying games I already have and playing them on a system I already have.
Star Fox 64!
I love Star Fox 64. I got it on there. That's
because
I never owned it.
I've got every Zelda
Terrence
game.
Fish Jab.
Yeah. Every Zelda game that's available, Mario 3.
Yes, Super Mario.
I've got a Bomberman on there. I think I have a Castlevania.
Mega Man's 9, yes.
Yeah, Mega Man 9!
They didn't even milk that one either.
The only thing I'm really waiting for to download on the virtual console, I really, really want WiiWare.
Yeah, okay.
I am really excited for Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people.
Yes.
For how bad Nintendo's conference was, Capcom's was worse.
Oh, God.
All they said was the Lost Planet movie, and that was it. Here's David Hayter. Everyone likes David Hayter. You like David Hayter, don't you?
Apparently,
he wrote our movie.
Apparently the Metal Gear Solid movie producers don't like David Hayter, because from what I've heard, he wrote a draft for a Metal Gear Solid film script and turned it in and was turned down. That's right, everybody. The man who has been playing Solid Snake for 12 years and wrote X-Men and X2 and the Scorpion King.
he helped with the Scorpion King. There was 200 people in it.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. So they sucked, not him. All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, my point is, best superhero movie writer, the first superhero movie writer to write a good superhero film.
Yeah.
And he wrote two of them.
Yeah.
And he's been playing this character for 12 years. Got turned down for writing a script for it.
Well, yeah.
What the hell are they thinking?
Well, because they already released a Metal Gear Solid movie. It's called Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
Well, they're really doing a live-action
LOL,
film.
LOL,
I mean,
LOL.
They want to, or they claim to want to, but apparently they don't want to make a good one. No, David Hayter, excellent writer who knows the character, you cannot write one.
So the only good points of the Nintendo conference are,
it's over.
Well, yeah, is that it's
over? Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, the apologies
I
with the
okay, I can't name anything good about the conference, but the only game I'm looking forward to from Nintendo now is
Rainbow Gay Man?
No. Is Mario Shake.
Yeah, Wario
that
Shake,
looks really good.
It looks pretty good.
But everything else looks like garbage, and third-party...
I just can't
there are
help.
A lot of good third-party titles, though. The Conduit...
Honestly?
Conduit looks amazing.
Honestly,
yeah.
I cannot help but think that the only reason Wario Shake looks good is because of what we are also getting.
You
see what I'm saying?
What do you mean
like,
that we're also getting?
I think that it would... I mean, the fact that we're getting absolutely dick, so it makes that look good.
No, it looks good anyway.
What I'm saying
like
is if we had new Zelda news, or new Mario news, or new Pikmin news, it would completely...
Yeah, but they wouldn't come out this year anyway.
Here's the other thing. I don't know if you noticed this, but watching Microsoft, watching Sony's, and comparing that with Nintendo's...
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo's was a half hour shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they seemed to be like, oh, well, we don't have the time. They had time to show graphs, they had time to show three mediocre games.
Yeah.
And it was just like, show us something that we want. I mean, you showed us,
all
you know,
I needed is one teaser trailer of Zelda. Just, it doesn't even have to have footage. It doesn't have to have anything. Just, and what I would have done is I would have had the Legend of Zelda thing, and then the shield, and then where the sword normally goes, I would have put a Wiimote. And that's what I would have done, and I would have had it just fade in dramatically. And that's enough.
Yeah,
that's enough for me. Just
that's
a dramatic announcement about the fact that there's going to be one instead of later going, we're so sorry. We are working on Zelda, we promise. We're sorry. We're so sorry.
I actually don't think that's enough. I find it really annoying when people get psyched up about the Halo 3 trailer.
Oh.
And where all it showed was, you know, Master Chief looking at something exploding. Oh, yeah, that was... And everybody gets so flipped out about it. Yeah, or this year with God of War 3. We're going to show you Kratos. Look, he's all CG-like. Ooh, and everybody gets all excited. And it's like, okay, well, there's no release date for the game. There's no gameplay footage. There's nothing.
It's like the whole Killzone 2. How long were they talking about Killzone 2?
Oh, yeah.
Since before the PS2, weren't
so
they?
Nothing,
PS3.
Nothing a CG film can do for me is any different than what an announcement can do, which is the same thing. We're making it. You know?
Well,
that's the same thing.
The reason I would like to have the little CG film is because it at least shows that they're trying to get us excited. They're not holding back. They're not just going, and we're making a Zelda game. Which
that's
is
just,
what they ended
the
up doing.
It's the same thing, though. It's the same thing.
But it shows that they care about
easily
us. Very easily
amused. He likes bright lights and shiny things.
I've been sitting around watching the trailer for Watchmen over and over. So,
but that looks cool.
That looks
God. It looks exactly like shot for shot, like the comic. I am so excited. They changed the costumes up a little bit, but that's okay because Alan Moore's costumes were gay.
Yeah, they were.
You heard me, Alan Moore. Go throw a fit about it. I know you're going to.
I know you're going to.
I'm tired of Alan Moore throwing fits. It's become a yearly occurrence. And I'm just like, okay, what's Alan Moore going to whine about this week? Oh, no, people like my comics.
Okay, well, let's move on to Microsoft.
Yeah, okay, Microsoft.
They had a mediocre conference.
Yeah,
and you know what? I
absolutely
think
did.
I don't think it was mediocre. I actually think it was one of their better ones. It was better than last year.
Well, that's not saying a lot. That's like saying this year's Holocaust will be better than last year's. We're going to kill slightly less people. You know, it's definitely, it's like, you know.
Wait, are you comparing
Microsoft's usually things to a Holocaust? Yes, I am. What? What? I didn't mean the Holocaust specifically. I meant a Holocaust in general, you know. You know, mass genocide? That's what it normally makes me feel like.
Anyways.
What? I will eat my Wii before I buy a 360.
Yeah, me too. But nevertheless, I mean, the Microsoft conference didn't shock anybody. They showed us everything what we expected.
No,
All they really did is dramatically announce stuff everyone knew was coming anyways.
Well, except for Final Fantasy. They really held
that
on to the...
That was Squaresoft.
Yeah,
that was Square, but the way they did
it
was...
excited.
Well, I don't know. Did you actually
explain
watch the conference?
Yeah. We'll explain why when we get to Squaresoft's...
Oh, God,
we have to talk about
Squaresoft.
Yeah, I'm so angry.
I hate them
we
so
have to
much.
Talk about them. They get their own section.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, Microsoft did nothing unexpected, and they continue to provide the idea that they know how to copy off Nintendo.
Yeah, that's really...
They're trying... And Sony, because now you can actually load your games onto your hard drive and run them from your hard drive alone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but how stupid do you have to be to waste your damn space on that?
But no, okay, I like that idea. I really did,
I
read about it. And the fact that you still have to have the damn game in the system.
Then
so it's like,
point?
What the hell's the point?
Yeah, there's no point whatsoever.
I didn't read that.
Basically, it's like installing something to a computer and you still need the disc in order to play.
Yes, exactly.
It's completely pointless.
Right. The only reason they did that was so that you could prove you own the game. So basically, what they didn't want people doing was going to some of their friends' houses, installing their games, and then leaving, and then having the game there for their friends to play.
Yeah.
That's essentially I understand the reason.
I get
their
reasoning,
but
there's no purpose now. They rendered their own great idea pointless.
Yes. The purpose of it before was the fact that you don't have to get up off your ass and put the game in the system. You still do.
Yeah.
So
there's
it's
no
like,
point at
so,
all.
It's so,
yeah.
And they announced Netflix for the 360, which I have no interest in. Sony did the same thing, which I found really amusing. Did anybody else catch shades of Sony's announcement to that? As opposed to their six axes, where with the Wiimote announcement,
yeah, it's like,
it felt like a really subtle copy. It was really funny. It's like, oh, we're gonna take.
By the way,
We have a video thing
Sony.
Too. Yeah. But you know what I like about at least what I liked about Sony's video service? They released it that night. You can get videos that very night.
Well,
A lot of them.
To be fair, you know, Microsoft's, while they don't have Netflix yet, they still have a movie service. They still have a video on demand service. Sony didn't have that yet.
Yeah, and they both suck, and I don't want movies on my video game console. I can put them on my PC in much craftier ways.
The one thing I do like is that there are...
Why are you podcasting that?
Anybody who's listening to a podcast knows it exists.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm trying to...
But I buy them anyway. I don't care. Yeah. My DVD stack is huge. It doesn't matter.
Prank caller!
You know, I know this kind of diverts from the topic, but 29th, two great DVDs coming out. Anybody?
What date?
July 29th.
Oh, July 29th. Well, the Tiny Toons Adventures Season 1's coming out.
Oh, and Freakazoid. Yeah.
And Freakazoid, okay.
Freakazoid and Tiny Toons.
I can't wait for Tiny Toons.
That's part of the 90s cartoon renaissance.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have all of the 90s cartoons until I get Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
I have the Animaniacs, Pinky the Brain, you name it, I have it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And I own them, I didn't download them. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen the DVDs.
My internet blows. I can't download them anyway.
Yeah, well,
can we really say blows?
Yeah, we can say whatever the hell we want.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. All we gotta do is put a rating on there.
Ah, true.
Warn people, but I mean, we don't want to get too.
So are we done
retarded with
Microsoft? Well, okay. Well, let's talk about Gears of War 2, since that was the heart and soul of their.
Yeah,
really?
Gears. Basically, all of Microsoft was...
That's all they have.
Look what we have! Gears of War 2! Gears of War 2! Just like last year, it was, look at what we have! Gears of War! Gears of War! So,
They had...
They showed other stuff, but it wasn't interesting. Halo
Wars... Well, to me, it was interesting
was
because I think it wasn't interesting
Halo Wars
to you
is them milking off of a title.
No, I was really interested in Halo Wars until they showed it. It looked like Red Alert 2.
Yeah.
It looked really, really bad.
Yeah. Red Alert 2 was great for its time, people.
And I was really interested in Halo Wars also because I assumed it would come to the PC, and then they said it was 360 exclusive. So then I got really turned off.
Well, you know that they're going to do that only.
Well, I was going to buy a 360 for a while, but basically every single they do keep breaking.
Yours
but...
just broke.
I fixed it.
You
somewhat.
Fixed it retardedly, kid.
We're not explaining how I fixed it, so I can still...
We'll explain it after, because I haven't heard the story yet.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, we'll save that.
Let's go back to Gears of War 2.
Gears of War 2.
I think it looks amazing. I like Gears of War 1. It was a lot of fun on the PC, and I really hope this one comes to the PC. Epic!
It will. 3 years after the fact, but...
It won't. They said they hate the PC now because of pirating. Anyway.
Well,
so,
that's just...
Oh, like no one's going to figure out a way to pirate these games.
Yeah,
console games. Somebody
well, they already have. They already, but it's less reliable. Nevertheless, Gears of War 2. Shut up! I like the new feature in Gears of War 2 that they added called Horde, I believe. That looks sweet.
I haven't heard of that.
That looks so cool.
Okay, explain it. It might be something that'll make me like it. So,
well, basically, you know how you can multiplayer through the game co-op?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can multiplayer through this thing. It's essentially a survival mode where enemies just keep freaking coming, and your goal is to see how many waves of them you can get through with a team of people. I think up to 5.
Oh, so it's just like a survival mode with a bunch of people?
Yeah, and it looks exciting.
Oh, that sounds like it might be kind of fun.
It looks really good.
I'm not a very big multiplayer gamer, otherwise I would probably like Gears of War. I'm gonna admit that right now.
Yeah.
Most of the reason I don't like Gears of War is because the single-player campaign is a waste of time. And
it was
I
a
only
really
played
good
it
co-op
single
game.
Player.
It was a really good co-op game.
I only played it.
It
PC
might be
version.
A good co-op game. I don't know. I have to admit that I even like Halo when I play it with the right group of people.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that aren't horrible
dicks.
Well,
you can say the same thing about Mario Party. That shows you the quality of game you're actually playing.
Yeah.
If a game has to excuse itself for multiplayer, then it's not a good game.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. If a game needs multiplayer as its driving selling point, then it's not good enough.
Exactly.
Right. I agree wholeheartedly, which is why I'm saying I even like Halo. I still hate Halo. I'm just saying if I get my right friends with me, you know, like I play with Joe and Kat and them or whatever... You guys got said on the podcast. If I play like Joe and Cat or whatever, you know, I can have a really good time with it. So, we invented a game called Kill Kyle.
Yes, yes.
Basically, everyone
podcast.
Tries to kill Kyle, including me.
And we tried to do it before Kyle kills himself.
Yes, it's very fun.
Yes. So I guess the last thing to mention for Microsoft would be the fact that they copied off Nintendo, adding their own
the avatars. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's Microsoft Mies. Don't
Microsoft
beat around the bush.
Yeah,
sorry,
Microsoft Mies.
But they did a whole new dashboard update, which I'm still out on. It's not until I actually get my hands on it will I give a full decision. So come fall, you'll hear my decision on.
I like Sony's updated
now,
store.
Let's discuss really Sony.
Sony
was my favorite of this
Sony
year.
Sony did not give me what I desperately wanted.
What was it? What was that?
$1 million. an in-depth announcement about the new Team Ico game.
Oh, well, that's not Sony's fault. Ico is not Sony. Ico's
yes, actually,
Ico.
It is.
They're owned by Sony.
Yeah.
Well, they're a different company.
My point is, it's first party, from my understanding. We just call it Team Ico.
No. If they're owned by them, it's technically called second party. Same thing with Rare and Nintendo.
Oh, well.
It's called the second party team. All right,
well, anyways, my
point. They can branch off anytime they want.
I don't think they can, though.
Well, if they're under contract, Bungie did. Bungie branched off when they wanted to.
Right. Well, the point I'm trying to make.
Microsoft bought them. It wasn't a contract, and then they branched off and went like, "We're buying ourselves back."
The point I'm trying to make is that my two single most favorite games of all time are Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. Okay, well, I adore those games.
Let's not focus on what Sony didn't show us. Let's focus on what they did, which was a lot.
Yeah.
They showed Resistance 2 in more detail, which we expected. Wasn't really a big mind blower. The things that really impressed me about Sony's conference was their PSP lineup. I was really shocked. I was shocked going into E3, saying to myself, what system will shock me the most? The PSP had to be on the bottom of the list. And in the end of it, it wasn't. I mean, the fact that they announced Resistance for the PSP and that it looked really good and that they had a video for it really surprised me. Stardust surprised me. Valhalla Knight surprised me.
Right. Well, the point
they actually
is
focused on games. They
point we're trying to make here is that for once Sony has games.
They took
on
a
games.
Page out of Nintendo's book.
Yep.
And then Nintendo took a page out of
their book,
the Bible.
I don't know what book they used.
I think that the reason that Nintendo couldn't do it is because Sony didn't copy the page out of their book. They literally took it. They took Nintendo's abilities to show games. They took them and they kept it.
Yeah, a good E3 is when you can see the entire show and all they show you is game footage.
But it hasn't been the same since they changed it to the media briefing and summit.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Okay,
games.
I was really impressed because what I expected in the Sony conference when going into it was, ooh, look at this GPS service we have now for the PSP. GPS. They
I basically expected them to go.
They didn't even show it, and I was happy.
To go, look what we have. Look at this. Look at all these third-party, completely on every other system there is titles that are not in any way exclusive or a draw to our system. Ooh, look at that.
I found it amusing that there was absolutely no mention of Final Fantasy XIII at all in their show.
Yeah,
I think they were really mad.
Very disappointing.
Yeah.
I think
they were mad.
Yeah.
They were upset.
Yeah, about our next order of business, which is Squaresoft.
We're at that with Sony.
Yeah.
What is there left?
By the way, just one other thing for Microsoft. Microsoft denied Bungie's announcing what Bungie was doing. They said they cut it for time.
Yeah. No, I know. Bungie was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there could. So your point is Bungie could have just announced a game that I might actually like.
No, it was another Halo game.
Oh, well, screw that.
No, actually, they're working on three different things.
No, it was another Halo game.
It was another Halo game.
That's
but
what
they are
announcing.
They are,
the future is still Platinum games. I'm
yes,
telling you that right now. The future
platinum.
Is Platinum games.
Yeah, I linked to it last podcast. Yeah.
They
we'll link
are,
to them again.
They're amazing. But yeah, Sony's Resistance 2 was good. Killzone, they only showed a small little snippet of.
Which is really strange because they've been babbling about it since before
that
Metal
game,
Gear Solid
that
4
game
was unveiled.
MIA. That game is MIA right now.
That game is somewhere with the people that are programming that are in some basement with the Duke Nukem Forever guys in the.
Speaking of Duke Nukem Forever and taking
Chrono,
very long,
Chrono Break.
It looks like it's finally going to come out.
Yeah, well.
Well, does it have?
The PSP
does it have
Duke Nukem 1, 2, and 3 all in one?
Does
thing.
It have
did
graphics?
You see the video for it?
Does it have?
It was hilarious. It was just logos.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
It was hilarious.
Does Duke Nukem Forever have graphics of quality of the era that they originally started making it in?
I don't know. I assume it's gonna look like Doom 3.
That's what I was thinking.
It was four minutes of metal music, and it was like logo, logo. 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 No background, no anything, just...
Have they shown Duke Nukem Forever footage yet? Game footage? Because I've only
seen... They've shown one teaser
CG.
Trailer this year.
That's all I've seen was the teaser. And it wasn't gameplay.
Right, it wasn't gameplay.
I'm interested to see another Duke Nukem game, because I always liked the other ones, but...
Before we get to Square, let's talk about really quick what else was taking forever in development process, but actually finally coming out, Too Human.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Too Human, right.
I, before my 360 started to fritz out and go crazy.
I can't laugh more at that.
No, that is really funny, man. That just sucks.
I got to download the Too
Human. Just another statistic.
Yep. Welcome to the statistics, Keith. Welcome to the statistics. Why didn't you buy the protection plan? Seriously. I work at a certain store that shall remain nameless that involves a giant mutant giraffe. And I work in the games section of it. And I actually tell people to get the protection plans on systems, and they usually don't listen to me, but I'm serious. It's actually a good idea.
Is it sad that I know the name of that giraffe?
I don't think it is. It's ingrained into all of us from growing up.
I
or
guess.
Not growing up is the case. Maybe. I'm going to get fired.
Well, no. Only if people listen to this podcast.
Yeah, like five people. Yeah.
And yes, it's kind of funny that my 360, I'll go into that afterwards. But Too Human is pretty interesting in the way the controls are going. For the left.
Is it essentially just God of War again?
Not really.
I've yet to see any proof that it's not just God of War. But
it's more of Mass Effect.
It is made by one of my favorite game developers.
Yes,
Silicon
Knights. What was really interesting is that for the melee attacks, you use the right analog stick. But I kind of like that when you're surrounded, you can go left, right, up, right.
Yeah,
and
I find that extremely useless. I've played Devil May Cry, God of War, all those games, and I've never said to myself, wow, I really wish I could use the right analog stick to attack people. Never once. Because when you're using the main joystick, what you're facing is what you're attacking.
Yeah.
So whenever you want to use that joystick, well, you have it right at your hands. There's absolutely no reason to use the right joystick.
Well,
it
makes it so that the camera controls are going to have to be either non-existent or related back to being buttons. And I don't
camera
controls.
Well, see, that's why I like God of War, because it never
required a fixed camera, but it's... It's
well,
not
I've
like
never
a
minded
crappy...
fixed camera. I just
a good fixed camera.
Yeah, it is a good fixed camera.
Like
this
Resident
game has
Evil's
been in development
camera.
For 9 years. It better be a good fixed camera.
Well,
but
God of War has great fixed camera.
Yeah,
so does Resident Evil. I've always liked the old Resident Evils. You know, not
now. While I know you listeners can't tell how we're kind of sitting here, but to try to explain it, if I hit up, I would attack Kyle. If I hit slightly up and to the right.
I still find that extremely useless.
Right. I like it in concept, but it's nothing that I couldn't do without. You know, I mean, it's creative.
Yeah.
And it's really not. They tried to do it with Death by Degrees with Nina.
Well, at least they're not
and
trying
it
to
failed
do...
But what about,
so bad.
What about combos,
that they
though?
Need to invent a new word.
If you don't have alternative buttons, like, okay, in God of War, you can do heart attack and light attack. Well, if you're just using a joystick... Isn't that going to be the same attack every single time you use it?
Yeah, you're just going to kind of be swirling around.
You can't string together combos that way.
Not really, because you have ranged and then you have melee. So actually you can, and it's really easy to, because you'll pull the trigger
It'll
button.
It'll be the same melee attack over
pointing.
And over again.
He's talking about just solid melee, actually.
Not really. It seems to be varied up and different. And
I don't think it would be.
Nah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm just hoping that they do a good job. I think it has potential because it is made by Silicon Knights. And,
from what I've seen from the demo...
It is made by Silicon Knights, and I like Silicon Knights. But there's one thing I want to say about Silicon Knights. They don't make good combat systems.
No, they don't.
Have we played
Eternal Darkness?
Awful
combat
system.
Worst
combat
system
I've ever played in my life.
Yeah, it's a really bad combat system. It's a great game, but
it's a great
really,
game.
Really bad
But I like
system.
How, you know, you target the head, you target the legs, and
Twin
react
Snakes
to that.
Just
but
has,
yeah, the combat
Twin
system
Snakes
was...
Just
but
has
the only thing you ever needed to target
was
the
head. Yeah.
That was
well,
it.
I always like to cut off both arms first, just for the hell of it. But
yeah, I like
anyways,
to cut off one leg.
I did the third time.
And then in Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes literally just had the exact same combat system as Metal Gear Solid 2, which is, if you've ever played it, you know it really blows. So,
why did we spin off onto them?
Because that was made by Silicon Knights.
It was still Konami's game.
No, Twin Snakes? Twin Snakes was not.
Yeah.
Twin Snakes is an update from the original game, which is a Konami game.
It's
all
no,
they
but
did,
Twin
but
Sna-
all
it
they
has
did
a
was com- take the engine and make it better.
No, they didn't. It's a completely new thing. They did a whole thing
it's
different,
the
and they used
engine.
A lot more motion capture. It's not the same engine.
Moving on to Square.
Anyways, yeah, so Square. Square. Oh, God, Square. We hate you now. We hate you completely.
Just yesterday, or the day before, they announced my revelation about Chrono Trigger, which was, they're going to charge us $40 for the port.
$40 for a game that we already have.
In two different ways, on the SNES or PlayStation, depending on where you
Or the computer, if you're me.
Yeah, or me.
Did it tell you how I feel about pirating? R, matey.
R, matey.
I swear, if this brings down the FBI, we're gonna regret this, man. Basically, Squaresoft has, or Square Enix, basically has gone completely out of their way to screw over everyone that loves them. It's really, really...
I never thought I'd actually hate Square.
I didn't think it was... Well, you don't. That's the thing. You hate castrated Square Monster. Enix cut off their balls, and now they suck.
Castrated Square Monster.
Yeah, it's... Enix cut off Square's balls. That's the only way I can describe this.
It's awful. But Versus 13 still looks amazing. So I'm okay with it.
Well, Versus 13 looks pretty good. I'm happy that it's going to be so adult, but I'm not happy with the gameplay style. So
you don't even know what it is yet.
I know that it's not traditional RPG, and it's being made by Square, and that means it's going to blow.
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts was a fluke. A very, very wonderful fluke, but a fluke.
It's not a fluke. They're copy-pasting that gameplay style to just about every new game they make. Dissidia for the PSP, essentially Kingdom Hearts. The Kingdom Hearts PSP game. It's Kingdom Hearts again! So, you know.
Wait, Kingdom Hearts for the PSP is Kingdom Hearts.
Well, it's a new Kingdom Hearts game, but the battle system is still the same battle system that it's been. That's what I'm pointing out. So my assumption is the battle system for Versus is going to be Kingdom Hearts. Again.
Well,
Final Fantasy VII. No, here's another example. Final Fantasy VII. Crisis Core. Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
All right, I get it.
It's the same battle system, and if you're upset by that, then quit playing games that you have. Quit playing Kingdom Hearts.
I did quit playing Kingdom Hearts after the first time.
You played the second one?
Yeah, I know.
You played them both?
It's a different game.
I don't know why you're so stuck on the traditional RPG setup.
Because I like that setup, and no one does it anymore.
I like that setup too, and Square, traditionally in every one of their new games, has had a different battle system for their Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 13 will have a traditional setup, but it'll be a completely different way to play.
Right, but I just want that traditional setup. I like controlling the entire team.
I really, really hate...
Why do you have a party? Why do you have a party if you can't control them?
Okay.
What the hell's
the
point?
This is why I like Final Fantasy Versus 13. It seems to me that the main character is pretty much going to be the only character, which, well, okay, as far as they've shown us so far. And I hope that stays that way.
Well,
because
that's not an RPG then.
What?
RPGs are almost entirely team-based most of the time.
No,
even in Kingdom
Hearts.
It's a role-playing game.
You're playing the role of one person.
Nah, it's not the same thing.
Oh, you're so full of crap, Kyle.
Not the same.
Okay, I don't know about anybody else, but I've always liked it when a game focuses on one, maybe two characters. That makes the story so much better. Look at the difference between Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger. Chrono Cross had 40-some-odd characters, and the story blew chunks. Chrono Trigger had about 4 or 5, and the story was fantastic. That's my point. Stories are better with less characters.
Because you have more time to focus on.
Yes, you have more time to develop them and make them more interesting. Final Fantasy VII is another great example. They had a good amount of characters, but they only really focused on 2 or 3, which was Sephiroth, Cloud, and I guess you could argue Ares, which died early, but she still was focused on most of the time.
I wouldn't have spent time leveling her up if I knew that.
Yeah, well, you know, the story didn't lead us to think she would die.
You ruined the ending! Not really, though.
It's like 10 years old. Anyway. So you get
Statute of Limitations is up.
So my point is, I prefer less characters.
And I just want to announce to everybody, the Statute of Limitations on The Dark Knight is officially up. If you haven't seen it by now, it's your own damn fault, so don't expect me to try to hide it anymore. I know everything about it, and I will tell you. I will tell you all. Not now, though. Just if you're talking to me.
Yeah, so anyways, we're done with that. E3 Blue. TGS is coming up soon.
What is now?
Tokyo Game Show. God damn it, Kyle. Why are you on staff? Why?
Hey, I
don't
know what
Keith.
Anything is.
No more than Keith. No, you don't.
No.
You really don't. And you complain about dumb things.
It's just like, oh, well, I didn't watch it, but from what Porter tells me...
Yeah. Hey, I was watching Lost, and that's Porter's fault. Yeah. I know what the Tokyo Game Show is. I'm just bad with the...
So I'm bad with
Max Payne 1 and 2 again. Yay!
Oh, those gearing are good games.
Gearing up for the movie.
Yeah, the movie's gonna be
that
so
looks
good.
So good. It looks like the best. Except for Mila Kunis. God damn, why did they cast Mila Kunis?
I just based on how
damn
good
it,
the trailer
Meg.
Looks, I just have to assume that she's gonna be decent enough to not...
You know, oh, you know what else upset me? You know what else really upset me, though? The fact that they said that, Mila Kunis speaks Russian in this. Yeah, I said that too, and I'm like, at what point did Mona Sachs require to speak Russian? Not to mention, she's Italian!
Yeah, first of all, Mila Kunis is Italian. Second of all,
Mona Sachs is
Italian.
Mona Sachs is Italian. Yeah,
I know,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
both Italian.
Right. Yeah, and I just finished
I
the game, so I know I'm
ones.
Right. She's not Russian in any way. I mean,
no,
maybe she has to speak
Italian.
To the Russian mob at some point for the movie, but she never had to in the games. She
well, there is a really viciously existing Russian mob in
yeah, well, that's,
every
yeah, but,
version of the story.
But
so.
That's headed by, people who are on the side of Max, so at least for the first game, which is, you know, what they're putting over to the movie is the first.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Speaking of Max Payne, Remedy, Alan Wake, that looks cool.
Yes, Alan Wake. Yes.
I want to see the gameplay, though. I'm
too,
worried.
But I like the sound of it, and Remedy hasn't failed us before, so I mean...
I'm worried about it, though.
I'm worried a little bit, but I have no reason to expect bad.
It's like, oh, you have to be in the light to survive. I don't like those kind of games. It looks awful, too. Like, I was watching the trailer, and I'm like, that looks like a PS2 Grand Theft Auto game to me.
Yeah, okay, speaking of games that are probably cool but look awful. All right, I have looked into this Alone in the Dark, just because I really like survival horror.
Penny Arcade liked it.
That's what I was about to say. Basically, anybody that's played it actually likes the game. But what I've heard a lot is that it feels and looks basically like they accidentally released the beta test version of the game instead of the actual game. And a quote that I read somewhere, honestly I forget where, is, does that even have a texture? Like, apparently there are so many texturing problems that at points stuff looks like it's made out of plastic that is like grass. You know what I mean? Like, it's just awful, awful texturing. But we were talking about creative controls. There is apparently a blink button. And apparently you press the button and he closes his eyes. And you can hold it down to have him close his eyes completely. And apparently that has incredible bearing on the gameplay. If you get in a car, you can crawl around in the car. You can open the glove compartment, feel around in things, look for stuff under seats. You can mess with the upholstery, you know. Like, you can do anything that you could really do in a car. It's just instead of having
anything else with the car. So.
Well, no, instead instead of having
5 years, and we got the 92.
Speaking of really bad texturing, I saw something extremely interesting from people who actually went to E3. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the game Mirror's Edge. I don't know if you read this, Keith, but
no,
it was really, really interesting. Apparently, the trailers that we've all been getting and seeing from home are not exactly what the game looks like when you're really there.
Uh-oh.
Somebody went to great lengths to make up these trailers and make them shiny and aesthetically appealing for people at home.
Okay.
But when you actually go see the game, and when people say about it is when they saw it at the show, it looked like a PS2 game. The textures were gritty. There was no aliasing at all.
Right.
It was jagged. It was not smooth.
Uh-oh.
It was none of that. And they're trying to figure out why somebody or how somebody went such a great degree. You know the Wii.
Isn't it EA doing it? So I can see.
No, I don't remember.
No, I don't think I can't think of any company that is stupid enough to make their game look better in trailers than it really looks, because they're going to have such a huge backlash.
People do it all the time in screenshots. It's just the
screenshots
first time,
I expected.
This is the first time I've heard of it in a trailer.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. And I find it really interesting.
Oh, and speaking of really interesting, just on, you know, things that kind of irked me also about E3 is that here I am sitting and finishing watching the Microsoft media briefing, and there were 3.5 minutes that they couldn't show when they were showing some British act or singer, not Amy Winehouse, but...
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but doing her song Mercy or whatever, they couldn't show that.
Oh, really?
That's
weird.
Some reason, yeah, I know.
I got
like
really good news, actually. Good news about the new Bond game. about, you know how we were talking about how it looks pretty damn good?
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And you remember I was wondering specifically how they're going to make it make sense for people that haven't seen Casino Royale but like Bond games, because I actually know people that won't see the movies but keep playing the new games. I don't know what's wrong with them. But,
yeah,
you know,
the games really blow these
days. And the movies are awesome. So yeah, I don't understand what's wrong with them. But my point is, what they've done is they have both movies completely playable, and you can pick from the start menu which one you want to play. Either Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace.
Well, see, that worries me, because that just proves to me the fact that they're putting little to no effort in this game at all, and are just making the most generic FPS / third-person shooter possible.
I've heard some good things, and I think it looks pretty good. I think it's a good idea to include both stories there.
You can decide if you want to play it third-person or first-person, which I find interesting, but that also makes me think that they're really not putting any effort in making it quality.
Right. That's a very valid point.
It's kind of like the old compilation pack games, where where they'd advertise, oh, it's, you know, three or four games in one. You know,
they would all suck.
They would all suck. Yeah. Or they would all be exactly the same game with different things named.
Well, I just think it's cool that they're actually making an attempt at including the whole story. Okay, yeah. What we're playing now?
Hot Shots Golf 2, woo!
Hot Shots Golf 2. I've been playing a hell of a lot of Guitar Hero 3 lately, and Katamari.
And with me, after getting my 360 working again, that was hilarious. And once everything gets squared away with it, I will tell the story. It is a quite humorous story. I finally finished Puzzle Quest on 360 Xbox Live Arcade.
I'm still playing Dragon Quest VIII, so I'm not one to talk.
Yeah. Well, and then I turned on my Wii to, you know, play some more Smash Brothers.
I actually turned it on. I actually last night I played Mario Kart Wii for a good hour. It was great. I got the worst I did online was second place. I was trouncing everyone, and I was especially happy when I trounced this Japanese guy.
Yeah.
I
fun to beat the Japanese at their own thing.
It is, because they're always better than we are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It feels so good to beat them once or twice.
Well, you know, it's a national thing where every night an announcement goes off throughout the entire city and everyone has to play games now.
Yeah. My favorite thing is that is when I had an Xbox, back when the first Xbox, I was playing Project Gotham Racing 2. And we had a room full of, you know, people in New Zealand and other places, you know, Canada, Europe, whatever. We had this guy from Japan, which kind of surprised me because they sold an Xbox in Japan.
Yeah.
First of all.
Oh, and for those of you who don't know, Final Fantasy 13 is not coming to the 360 in Japan, so I find that extremely amusing.
Yeah, that's
they're doing
very
it for the
funny.
Money. But anyways, but what I find funny is that, you know, it's just like, we're just playing for fun, and he's like, arigato!
Yes, I was watching, I wasn't watching it. I've had this really strange occurrence lately. Like, 15, 16 people have come into my, generic giraffe store over the course of the past week or so, and they are all buying the same thing. Like, everyone is buying the Gran Turismo 5 Prologue, and I want to know why you're buying a $40 demo.
Yeah, it's a $40 demo.
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah,
seriously, are you gonna actually come back and cough up $60 for the exact same thing in a couple of months?
Game? Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
What's the matter with you? You spent $100 on a $60 game. What the hell?
I find it funny that Now, Gran Turismo 4 never came out for the PSP yet, did it? Or did it actually?
It's never supposed to.
No.
Oh, yes, it was. That was supposed to be.
It just uses a rear view mirror.
No.
It's the only.
No, they were supposed to make a separate Gran Turismo 4 for the PSP. Separate Gran Turismo.
No.
Oh, that was supposed to be one of the games coming out after launch.
Yeah,
I really, really don't think so.
I was working at Game Facts.
Game Facts.
Game
Facts.
Just so everybody knows, Game Facts is our lord and master of all game news.
Yeah, yes, we really love this freaking website. Oh, you know what? Let's take a while to complain about Game Daily. You guys know what that is?
Is it a website?
It's that crappy game website that comes up when you start AIM. Okay?
Oh, they know
every
nothing.
Day.
They know nothing.
They have an article. Every day, the article sucks. And every day there are thousands of negative comments saying, this sucks, stop it, please AIM. Please stop Game Daily. Nobody likes
whoever
it.
Whoever works for Game Daily, and there's also...
I think it's that mom. I think it's that Nintendo mom.
No, there's also the people that run the Yahoo. You know the Yahoo
Oh, yeah, the
section?
Yahoo games.
No,
yeah.
Here it is on GameFAQs. Gran Turismo 4 Mobile.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How the hell did we miss that?
See, it's still to be
announced.
It's to be announced. That means it's not actually announced
yet. You know what
it was announced.
You know what else is to be announced? Devil May Cry for the PSP. Guess what's happened with that? Nothing.
Yeah.
Ever.
To be announced doesn't mean it's happening, Keith. It means there's rumors and speculation.
Yeah.
It means that it might, at some point in the distant future, occur.
I don't care about the Gran Turismo games anyway, so...
Yeah, I don't actually either. I just want to know why people are so stupid. Yeah.
The game was announced at E3 Sony press conference on May 11th, 2004. The same conference...
What else was announced then? Double May Cry for the PSP. Same
thing.
It's
not happening.
No, you want to know what else was announced that day? The PSP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What I'm saying is that, you know, I find it funny that the Gran Turismo 5 Prologue... came out before even Gran Turismo 4 came out on the PSP.
It's not going
to
happen.
Well, I know. Forever. The only reason they sent that prologue out was to fund the full game.
I am disappointed very much that I am to fund the full game.
They were running out of money, so they made half a game and then sold it to people.
Yeah.
Buy our demo.
Yeah.
That's pretty clever, actually. But anyways, what I was going to say is...
We should make half a podcast, make people buy it so we can finish.
So we can finish the podcast, so you can pay me. Just so that you guys are aware, Keith paid me in Doctor Who today to do this. He paid me in Doctor Who. I think that's pretty cool. I accept Doctor Who as a form of currency, by the way.
It's great. I bought his Wii off of him for Torchwood Season 2.
Yeah, you did not. Well, you borrowed it. Back when you didn't have one. But
then you borrowed my 360.
Yeah, well, I liked it at that point, but that was before the PS3 suddenly became a decent system.
Yeah.
All of you who listen to our various podcasts and watch our various videos might have noticed that we wildly differ from video to video on whether or not we like
really
the PS3.
We really hated Sony for a while.
God, we hated Sony. But as time has passed, two of us have bought PS3s, and we would just like to say we're sorry, and we were wrong.
When the best game they had to offer at the time was Heavenly Sword, I wanted to drown myself in my own urine.
I completely agree with you there.
They
actually started making games.
And now Nintendo's kind of gone back to where they were.
Oh, I am so...
Nintendo's not gone back to where they were. They've gone to a place I've never seen before. They're trying to appeal to this... No, they're trying to appeal to this casual market of people who...
Apparently play
solitaire on their PC and Jewel Quest on the PC.
Games
that nobody care about and games that you usually get for $5 or $10.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I heard that they're making Minesweeper for WiiWare.
Oh God!
I'm kidding. I
can understand your kidding.
But you can see that it actually happening.
Kyle, I can see it happening.
You can't get excited about Minesweeper if you.
Oh, I wasn't going to be excited about Minesweeper.
As much as I have at work, you understand that if you play it for over 2 or 3 hour periods of time, you start seeing 1s, 2s, and 3s. In real space. And you begin to worry about where you're walking by some random chance that you explode.
I want 3D so, M-rated Minesweeper, by the way.
Oh my god. I've had nightmares.
Splatter.
Minesweeper messes up your mind. Just the way it is.
Right now, when it comes to what I'm playing, I'm just playing whatever pops into my head and biding my time until another good game comes out.
What are we looking forward
to? I'm Metal Geared out.
I'm looking forward to Resistance 2.
Silent Hill 5. Holy crap.
I'm actually looking forward to Two Humans. So I think
that's coming out this year?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
It's coming out in a couple months.
That's good.
I think it's like September.
Surprisingly, I'm looking forward to the Wanted game, although I'm probably going to be hideously disappointed when it finally actually comes out.
More than likely.
More than likely.
Oh, Dead Space. Dead Space!
Oh, freaking Dead Space!
Dead Space!
Yeah, in case you haven't noticed, I'm completely obsessed with survival horrors.
Hey, look, we're out of time!
Yeah,
we have as much time as we want!
Look up Dead Space again. You know, we always mention Dead Space, but we never actually talk about it.
It's so
amazing.
I think we actually have
Google
to this time.
Google it.
Yeah, bring up the Dead Space thing, and we'll... Hey, this is the upside to doing a podcast, guys, is that we can actually look at stuff for the information as we go. Huh. I mean, I promise that we'll do some videos at some point.
Action video game being developed by EA Redwood for PS3, 360, and PC.
Yeah.
It's also coming to the PC.
I didn't know that. I might get it.
And it's currently scheduled for release in October 2008.
Yeah, there's a there's
October 28th.
A
specifically October 28th.
Hey, that's the same day Saw 5 comes out.
Yeah. Day before my birthday.
All right, Saw it's 5. But the thing that's really got me excited about it is, in case you haven't noticed, I am a very huge comic nerd. They are actually tying this into a comic book series, being the art's done by Ben Temple Smith, which, if you know, 30 Days of Night.
GamePro gave a hands-on.
What Gentleman Corpse?
GamePro gave a hands-on review of it, or not review, but preview of it.
Right.
The guy that previewed it bothers me because he was disappointed by the game in saying that with every enemy, you have to specifically decide where you want to shoot them.
Right.
That's like, and he said that was a bad thing. I'm like, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's,
it gives you more control. It's not like, oh, shoot, you're dead. You're dead.
You have to think about it.
Yeah,
I like that.
The sound of that.
You know, it's kind of. I'm hoping it may be something of the aiming system in Grand Theft Auto 4. I liked the aiming system in Grand Theft Auto 4.
So did I.
And you're the only one.
No, I liked it.
Compared to other Grand Theft Autos,
it was amazing. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But the aiming system is actually more like Resident Evil 4, which is a good aiming system.
Yeah, that's an excellent aiming system.
Which I'd like to mention, it's a not Grand Theft Auto 4. I like to point out good things. I'm sorry, people.
Damn you, Porter!
I like to point out things I like. You and you're pointing out good things instead of just things we like.
I can't help it.
No, that's
but
fine.
I think it's.
I like Howard the Duck.
I think it's great that you have to strategize against your enemies.
Good old Thomas Dolby.
Because see, that's why I hate games like Grand Theft Auto. You don't have to strategize against your enemies
absolutely
at all.
No strategy there whatsoever.
Every enemy is the exact same enemy as the one
humans,
before it.
So you just shoot them in the head and it's done.
Right, and that bothers me. That's the thing I hate about sandbox games. So that's why Dead Space looks so great to me.
You have to be creative,
different enemies. That's why I like Metroid. It's the same thing. They're all
it's
different.
The same reason I like. It's actually the same reason that I really, really like Shadow of the Colossus, which is as I state every single day. It's the best game ever made because you have to solve a puzzle to kill the monster.
That's always
it's fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, that's always.
Cool. I love it. I love having to think to do stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Grand Theft Auto, and I love randomly slaughtering the innocent all over the place. But I play that casually. For a game that I really want to get into, it's got to be more than that.
Yeah. So I don't know why he complained about it.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
It seems he's not a Zelda fan.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's what Zelda's all about.
That's what Zelda's.
I can't think of a single Zelda monster that you can just kill. Excuse me again. Kill in the same way you killed him. You know, I'm just not meant to say this sentence.
I think I know what you're trying to say. All the basic enemies in Zelda, you don't really kill the same way. The basic enemies in Zelda, you kill the same way with the sword. Every other enemy after that is different.
Exactly.
Some you kill with the hammer, some the boomerang, some the arrows.
Exactly.
Some
the more
the
items
arrows.
You get, the more you need the items. Yes. And I love that.
Yeah. Brilliant ideas.
Yeah. Okay. Team Ico working on PS3 title. I saw that on the computer there. Was it specifics or pictures or anything?
Nope. It just really, in January 2008, Sony updated its career section with the first screenshot of Team Ico's third game headed to the PS3.
Yeah. But shouldn't that be enough? That they announced it?
Yeah, exactly. That's half the reason I bought the system right there.
I bought it for Final Fantasy.
Shut up. You poor bastard.
Shut up.
Yeah,
told you.
You guys remember on our last podcast when Porter said that the only reason he bought the PS3 was for Final Fantasy, and I believe the exact quote is, "And it's still exclusive, bitches." And now it's not. So
Versus 13 is, and it's the better one anyway. So
you're reaching.
No, it really is the better one though.
Well, I think that's pretty much
at
the
least
time
my
we
PS3 won't die.
Yeah, I think we're fine. Yeah, ha ha ha, Keith. Ha ha ha. Are you going to tell that story?
Not on this one. Not until I have my full story of my 360.
Oh,
it's not done yet, is it?
It's not done yet.
No, the story's not over. Okay.
So,
well,
I guess every 2 weeks is good for a
check
podcast.
And see if we got any emails.
We didn't.
We never will.
Well, I
want to I have
be
it going
to...
automatically to my email.
I want
to
be everybody out there. Please, send us your emails, send us questions, tell us you don't like us. I mean, anything.
We can make fun of you.
Yeah, we'll make fun of you or answer your questions.
We'll say your name.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly love doing it.
Don't make your name I Poop A Lot.
No, that's embarrassing and silly.
Yeah.
I Poop A Lot?
So, all right. So from Start Button News, it's Kyle, Keith, and Porter, and I just stole everyone's spotlight.
Hey, how about we tell them what the email address is?
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Keith, what is it? I don't actually know.
I don't know either.
StartButtonNews@gmail.com.
Oh, also, The Incredible Ted, coming soon. Think about it.